Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Dark Toad by Angie Sage, narrated by Gerard Doyle. 1. Trick or... Flick, flick, flick. Simon Heap walked slowly around the darkening observatory, lighting the candles. He was using the old dark trick of clicking finger and thumb together to produce a small black flame. It was the first thing he had mastered when he arrived at the observatory some 6 months previously, and although he had learned darker and more dangerous skills since then, he was still proud of his dark flame. Flick, flick, flick. Simon touched the wicks of the candles that he had placed on the old slate worktops, which were built into the circular walls of the underground chamber in the manner of a laboratory. Soon an orange glow took hold and began to light the large, dismal space. Simon knew he shouldn't be cheered by the light of a flame. He understood only too well that he should love the dark and damp shadows of an October evening. But he didn't. He missed the light and warmth of a fire. He also missed the prospect of a hot supper in the company of friends. And even though he tried his hardest not to think about it, he missed his family. Well, most of his family. He didn't miss his new so-called youngest brother one little bit. Flick, flick, flick. The thought of the scrawny kid who now called himself Septimus Heap and who was living in splendour at the top of the wizard tower, prancing around, being extraordinary apprentice.